Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the discussion of applying oil. Applying oil without reciting Bismillah. Sayyidina Nafi' Qurayshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever applies oil and fails to recite Bismillah is joined by 70 devils whilst he remains engaged in applying oil to his head. Combing one's hair. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that sometimes she would comb Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair while she was experiencing her menstruation. Note, it is mustahab to comb the hair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged this and would comb his hair as well. The mas'ala regarding gleaned from this hadith is that menstruating woman can be of service to her husband. It is also understood that it is an honor for a woman to serve her husband and tend to his needs. Such service would inshallah make her entry into Jannah binding. Combing the hair upon awakening. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the miswak, ablution water and comb used to be arranged for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at bedtime. Upon awakening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak, he would perform wudu and he would comb his hair. Note, the hair is generally disturbed during sleep. Hence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would comb it upon awakening. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, has written that it is better to comb the hair after completing the wudu. Combing the hair before sleeping. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform wudu, use the miswak and comb his blessed hair before sleeping. Note, many narrations mention about using the miswak before sleeping. It is extremely beneficial to use the miswak before sleeping. If one's hair is in disarray, combing it avoids disturbance during the sleep. Combing the hair infrequently. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mughfal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited combing the hair unless it is done irregularly. Humayd ibn Abdul Rahman rahmatullah alayhi narrates that from a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to comb his blessed hair now and then. Note, the prohibition regarding combing the hair daily applies only when a person becomes obsessed with it and wants to make it look fashionable and sleek all the time. If it is done due to necessity, it is perfectly acceptable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that simplicity is a great branch of iman. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has recorded the explanation of Qadi Iyaz Maliki rahmatullah alayhi regarding this hadith. He states that it is only prohibited to comb the hair frequently when a person becomes entrapped in the desire to have his hair trim and proper and spends a lot of time arranging it. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.